These are the PCORI methodology standards. This category is about standards for systematic reviews. It was prepared by Dr. Eric Bass from the Department of Medicine and Dr. Tanjing Li from the Department of Epidemiology. It will be presented by Dr. Bass.
Hello, this is Eric Bass. In this module, I will be presenting the learning objectives. We have defined the learning objectives in terms of desired skills. We want you to be able to critically appraise a published systematic review, to appropriately formulate a research question for a systematic review, to be able to prepare an outline of a detailed protocol for a systematic review on a topic, including a comprehensive process for identifying studies and assessing the risk of bias in those studies. We also want you to be able to design a strategy for grading the strength of evidence in a systematic review, and of course, be able to summarize and synthesize extracted data, which would include information about study characteristics, risk of bias, and the numerical results. To achieve those skills, you will need certain knowledge. The knowledge objectives then include being able to explain the purpose of initiating a systematic review, particularly for a patient-centered outcomes research project, to be able to identify an appropriate source of up-to-date standards, to be able to define essential elements of forming a systematic review question, to be able to define basic search strategy elements required for a thorough systematic review, to be able to outline the process of identifying and assessing studies for inclusion, to be able to describe methods for synthesizing evidence both qualitatively and quantitatively, and finally, to be able to delineate recommended ways of reporting systematic reviews. The most important attitudinal objective of this module is to get you to agree that it's important to design and conduct a systematic review according to recommended standards. I'll finish this session with just an example to illustrate why these learning objectives are important. Imagine that Dr. Pat Senner wants to perform a study comparing patient-reported outcomes in patients with diabetes who would be receiving a new drug compared with an older drug. It turns out multiple systematic reviews have been done on the numerous diabetes drugs that are available, and recently several studies have been published on the new drug that Dr. Senner is interested in. What should Dr. Senner do? Well, the first step would be to identify and appraise the published systematic reviews on diabetes drugs as an efficient way to learn about the body of evidence that exists on the drugs. Then, if the published systematic reviews don't provide sufficient information about the comparison of interest, for example, because the new drug of interest was not included in those reviews, then Dr. Senner will have more work to do. That could involve designing a new systematic review on a question focused on the particular comparison of interest. That review would require a plan for identifying relevant studies, determining how to extract the data, having an approach for assessing the risk of bias in the studies, synthesizing the results, and then grading the strength of evidence. And ideally, doing all of that in a manner consistent with the IOM standards. We hope that by the end of these modules, you will be able to do this kind of work.